hello and welcome back to another episode of Podcast Assemble, the show where you come for your rambling geeky download. My name's Tommy and I am delighted, as always, to be joined by my friend and co-host from across the pond. It's our resident nappy lizard of the pod, DL. How are you, mate? You sleeping in the Colosseum by any chance?
I'm zing.
Having a little nappy nap.
I wish.
The energy,
I wish I could sleep in the
energy coming off you is about as much as Godzilla sleeping in the Colosseum today.
There's like a little kitten there. Looks like Bruges curling up
you,
in his little
You
bed.
Just wait for trivia true or false, my man. I feel like you're going to enjoy that.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I honestly believe it's true.
Probably.
I'm going to call it true before I hear the question.
You're 1-0 up already, and I've not even told you what the trivia true or false is. That's always good fun. What's been happening, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm, you know, we had a good little weekend. What
talk to me
now?
About the Bucks party.
Oh, yeah, true.
So for anyone who doesn't know, a Bucks party in Australia is what we call a stag do in the UK or a bachelor party in the US.
Yes, it was
effectively
a joyous little thing.
You had a good time.
Yeah, it was tame. Did nothing. Sat and twiddled our thumbs.
Yeah, of course.
That's all.
Had a lovely time spinning yarn together. Yes. Maybe knitting. Did you knit?
Yes.
Yes, you knitted
knitting.
A lot.
What happens in...
Is this the hat you made? This hat you've given me, is this what you knitted?
Yes. What happens in the knitting factory stays in the knitting factory.
But you had a
mostly
nice time.
Knitting.
So effectively, this is your Australia version of your book.
Yeah, my Australian friends, a lot of them can't come. They've got kids. The wedding is quite far.
We're traveling across the world.
Yeah, it's probably the farthest that you have to leave if you live in Australia.
Yeah,
anyone else coming
from everywhere,
from generally speaking, anywhere, but especially Europe. And they're a lot of them can't come, so they really really insisted on doing a local Bucks.
Ah,
which was nice.
I was invited, and I politely declined, knowing that I will be coming to your actual Bucks when we're across the pond.
Yes, that is the more planned out. Well, actually, probably less planned now because the other one's been executed. So I should probably start planning that. But I figure, you know,
any
you go
planning
to Prague,
be
you'll
useful.
Figure it out. Like,
yeah. We'll just be on the other side of the world. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know any Hungarian, do you?
No. It'll be interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll mumble and fumble our way through.
I'm not doing any fumbling while I'm with you, my man.
Yeah. that's the plan. And it was a good little weekend for sure. And I recovered the next day.
Yes.
All the
time. I remember I was hustling you for some information, and I'd completely forgotten that you'd had your books the day before. And then I looked at my phone about 4 p.m. and went, oh, that's why he's not text.
I thought about it. I was like trying to get it done Friday. He needed pictures for our rebrand. I was trying to get it done Friday, but Gail wasn't around. And I couldn't take a selfie the distance like that I thought I would needed to. And then when the next day I was so hungover, I was like, I'm not having
this
a photo of this that they're going to use to draw our
goofy IMDb picture.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that would have been bad news. So,
well, I'm fine. Yeah. Fine, mate. Thanks for asking. I really appreciate it when you do
course,
that. It's good
dude.
News. Yeah. Hey guys, look, if you want to jump around, feel free to. There will be time codes in the description, as always, supplied by friend of the show and editing master, Mr. Matthew Bliss of blissery.fm. Stick around, we'll give you his details at the end of the show. He's the man who makes this all tick. But DL, got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to have one metal hand or five metal hands, which would you prefer?
Well, I only have two hands.
Oh no, I was going for that. It's getting worse every week.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, those things don't seem cheap. Surely you can sell them for scrap. I'd want five.
It'd be great if you give us 5 stars in your podcast capture of choice there, ladies and gentlemen. It would be really helpful. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you doing it for algorithms and things we really do not understand. DL, what have you been up to?
Well, other than watching this dreadful ass movie.
Whoa, spoilers.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know, we didn't talk about that a moment ago. I feel like we should have done.
It's actually not.
We've literally gone from like one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, literally.
Polar opposite.
That is true.
You couldn't have got more abstract and weird.
More juxtaposed.
Yeah, right? To like family-friendly popcorn films. You like,
is it family-friendly?
We're going to talk about it.
I get your point, though. I get it is that in that ilk.
We're going to talk about it. This is a kid's movie. 100%.
Yes. If you want to make your kid dumber.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's supposed to be dumb. We were sat in the cinema and there was like a family in front of us. And I was actually really annoyed at one point because not that I was particularly paying huge amounts of attention to this movie or throwing my soul into it, but he was on his phone the whole time. The whole time.
I wish I could have been.
That's really annoying.
I
hate it.
Yeah,
but anyway, he sat with his
better
kids.
Better manners.
And his kids were... Yeah. Thoroughly enjoying themselves. But anyway, we'll come back to this in a minute because I've got feelings and I've got thoughts.
No, of course, this, of course. So. No, what have I been up to, man? I've been continuing. I finished Severance rewatch.
Oh, nice.
I've now progressed to the Severance official podcast. I don't know if it's an official one, but it's quite good, actually. It's Severance. Called Severed.
Okay.
It's a very
are they good, innies or are they outies?
Are the podcasters? They must yeah. be their outies because they know. I don't know.
Okay.
They're just not severed.
It's such good. A weird concept to
it's
me.
It's pretty. It's really good. Apparently, there was like a whole letter that was released, like lore as a part of the show. You can go download like a couple weeks before the show premiered to like prime the viewers about, because they were really worried that like they wouldn't understand the concept. Like a lot of people would be too confused.
Really?
And it was like also like a marketing play. Like it was on Apple Books and it's kind of a bunch of like lore that helps you guess and theorize and stuff. So I might download that because they talk about it a bunch. But it's a
you get so nerdy with the first. I love how passionate you get about.
Well,
weird
I think
stuff.
When it's like when they do stuff like that, like upon the rewatch and upon the listening to this podcast, there's a lot of nuance and subtlety to this show that you definitely sure. missed around the first time. Absolutely. I'll tell you that,
and it's good guerrilla like, viral marketing as well.
It is, but I honestly just mean like it's one of those shows like Lost, like you know any like a True Detective show where like week by week people like to theorize
like an onion.
And it's given a lot of content so to do that with, for sure. I've really enjoyed listening to that pod, Severed.
That's fun. So Severed, who's in it?
Severed, who's
is
in
anyone,
the show?
Is it anyone famous as in from the show or is it just...
Oh, no. I think it's just, let me see what the guy's name is. I have it right here.
It's just randoms. It's not like people from the show.
No, it's not someone from the show. The name is not here, at least not readily available on the description of the podcast. So I guess it's just a random guy, but a really, really good production.
Huh.
Good production.
Just like us with Matthew yes. Bliss of blissery.fm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So would you recommend the podcast?
I mean, like you have to have watched Severance. Yeah, right. But yeah, for sure. I would highly recommend.
That's awesome. So it goes, for, it's continued
it
goes
super
since.
Deep. Like it's almost like two podcast episodes per episode of Severance.
Ooh.
Like it's a scene by scene style podcast. Yeah. And it goes into like stuff about the filming as well and theories and just like what you're seeing.
Yeah, right.
It's really good.
Oh, that's awesome. I did a fun thing. I'd probably recommend it this week. It was sort of the partner's, it was her no veto week. And she decided that she wanted to watch this film. We didn't look it up beforehand, by the way, which is a mistake we make every single time, but such is life. It is called.
You must. It's a must. Gil Hates said it. I always do that.
It's called The Two Faces of January. Now, it's a little older. It's from 2014. It's a British movie. It's got a pretty good cast, though. So Viggo Mortensen, Kirsten Dunst, a very young Oscar Isaac is in this. And the idea of it is that young Oscar Isaac, he's actually a very beautiful man as a young man. As it like even more, I think he's aged well, but like as a young man, like primo, very attractive dude.
What's it called? The Two January?
Two Faces of January. So what happens is effectively, you meet Oscar Isaac. He's pulling scams in Europe on random people, girls mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets this couple, a little bit older, Viggo Mortensen, Kirsten Dunst characters. And it turns out he sort of falls for Kirsten Dunst a little bit. And when he goes back to give her a bracelet that she dropped in a taxi she was with him, he finds Viggo Mortensen killing someone. And he's effectively on the run from not even the law, actually. It's from people just trying to get hold of him. You find out why. And they keep getting deeper and deeper into the wilderness of Europe. And it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And it's a bit wild and it's a bit weird. It's quite well acted. I enjoyed it. I mean, you'd expect so from Viggo Mortensen, to be quite frank with you. It's all right. It's pretty good. It's got a 6.2 on IMDb, but like an 80% of Rotten Tomatoes. So which way are you going to go with that? Let's be honest. It doesn't really matter at this point. But I thought it was all right. It was captivating enough to keep me interested.
But it wasn't great.
Wasn't fantastic, but it was a slow burn movie. Okay. And it was low key. It wasn't big fancy lights and flashing stuff like Godzilla X Kong. Mm. It was slower paced.
Got it.
And I didn't mind that for the time. Like it just took its time and you know, it was revealing things about the characters. It was a real character study.
Nice, man. I like all those actors, so even Kirsten Dunst.
I mean
I know you hate her for some reason.
I don't hate her.
You always make fun of her.
She's not my favorite. Yeah. I don't even know why. I don't have a reason to hate her.
Fair enough. I mean,
but she's not my fave. Anyway, it's an interesting character exploration. Kind of enjoyed it.
Nice, dude.
What else have you been up to?
I redid my resume.
Oh, that's
might
fun.
Might be time to do, you know, ChatGPT.
You've got so much time.
You think that, but my days fly by. Like, I'm doing, like, 4 hours of French a week. Like
4 hours a week? 4 hours a week?
Lessons.
And all then right. I thought you meant in general.
No, more than that, because then I have to do, like, homework and stuff after. So it's probably, like, you know,
if you're ever going to do it, now's the time.
Exactly. Two or three of my days, like
unemployment suits.
About half my time is probably spent doing some kind of French. Okay. And then, the other times I've definitely got other stuff to do. I'll spare the boring listeners, boring stuff for the listeners, but I redid my resume and I continued to,
Speaking of ChatGPT, that reminds me. Oh my God. So, okay. Just to revisit for the listeners, if anyone doesn't know, we've both been reading a book set that starts with a book called Red Rising and then continues on. Now, you're well ahead of me. You've had more time than me.
Not really. We've had about the same amount of time.
Actually, you know, I think I read the first one before you did.
Yeah, I just really
haven't sunk any time into it since then. However, I have had a bit of time this weekend. I'm probably 2/3 of the way through the second book now.
Okay.
So I powered through a fair amount of it. I wasn't as far in as I thought I was.
I mean, once it starts going, it's hard to put down.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm very much enjoying it. There's no reason for me not to read it other than the fact that I physically haven't had time.
Yeah.
Now, the reason ChatGPT is interesting in that conversation is that, so I jumped into ChatGPT because I'd forgotten who a character was. And I said to ChatGPT, listen to how I phrase this. I said to ChatGPT very specifically, for someone reading the second book of this series and only referring to the first book, Red Rising, can you please explain to me who this character is in the book Red Rising? No spoilers. And I was very, very clear about this now. I don't know when this spoiler happens in the entire book set, so I'm not going to say anything about what the spoiler itself is in case you haven't read it, if it's much further down the line. I just asked for a brief overview from the first book, what the character, Fichtner? I can't remember which one it is.
Ah, Fichtner.
Fichtner's character. Like, just what he did in the first book. That's all I wanted to remember because I couldn't. There's so many names and I was a bit
I feel like that's so dangerous.
Right?
I don't know why.
I got a huge spoiler for this book series. As in, to the point, it's basically ruined one of the biggest plot twists in the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bummer, dude.
Right?
You're an idiot.
You're such an idiot.
I don't know what to tell you.
Absolutely.
You always do this.
I just wanted to remember who the character was.
That's simply, you have a friend who literally has been telling you to read the series for like months. Just text me, you idiot.
The problem is,
anyway, it's actually not that, like, I figured that out.
Did you?
Well, mostly, well, it depends what part you were spoiled, but it is a big twist. And the one about, I don't want to know. I don't know what you know, so I don't want
to. I don't want to say it in case it's something even further on than maybe what you're up to.
I know.
Tell me what you know about
him. I think I know everything about
him. You tell me what you know about him.
I don't want to spoil more for you.
Okay, all right.
But I think I know everything you know. And what I'll say is, like, at least part of that is, you know, you can figure it out if you read
between the lines. I'm not that deeply in love with it as you are. So I was, you know, I was at face value just thinking, I was just like, I just wanted to remember what he did in the first book. Which in the first book, isn't he the like chaperone to
the kids? If you took like 6 months off between reading them, I can understand you wouldn't remember because there's a lot of like names that are all
just random.
Well, they're not really random. They're all just like Roman. They're not like ones you would actually hear every day. But no, yeah, he, you know, it's kind of important to know who he is.
And honestly, I thought he died in the first book.
No, Apollo dies.
Right.
That's the one that, what's his name? Like kills with a little finger knife.
Yeah, no, so Fitch or whatever his name is. I thought that the main character Darrow had killed him his grav boot.
Oh no, he just beats him up. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And to like, so for me, even seeing him in this book, I was like, holy shit, I thought this guy was dead. Yeah. So when he was there, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Now he comes back and you like talk to him a bunch and you find out actually that it's, you find out that it's Severo's dad.
Yeah, he's his dad. I actually really like that. That's my favorite character in the whole book. I've just got to the point in the book series where Severo. His name is, they have,
you call him Servo.
They have a conversation. He's a gas station.
What are you on about, dude?
They have the conversation and he knew he was a red and it's great. I really like that conversation. Yeah, yeah. I've just got to that part and it's not.
Oh, you mean like where he
forces him to say,
yeah, it's dope,
who he is.
Because he probably knew earlier than that because he's the one
that edits the
footage. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed that part. And he is now no longer alone in the Gold Society. However, I do think that does open him up to a big weakness in my own personal opinion. Like, it might not happen. He seems very loyal. It would be great if someone in this universe was loyal because of everyone.
I mean,
fucks everyone
it's
over.
True, but I understand your point, but eventually he has to, sure. Like, you can't just take over with the Reds.
Yeah, right.
They're not strong enough. Like, he's got to eventually take a risk if that's what he, you know what I mean?
I think it's really good ideas. I really like where it's going. I'll probably finish this book at some point. Sorry I interrupted you there, mate. What were you going to say about your resume at ChatGPT?
No, fucking ass. Thank God you cut me off. It was so boring.
Well, I've got another one.
Quite good at it, ChatGPT. Anyway.
It's so good at it, but like this one time... like
just edit it.
I've now lost my faith in ChatGPT. I'm going to be going to Gemini all the time.
Well, I would like... you know what you could have done?
Asked you?
No. Other than that, been like, hey, I'm in Harry Potter. Like a book you knew the answer to and just to see if it works.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's just like so many options. Dude.
But it's been so good up till now. If I'm very specific about no spoilers past a certain point, it's usually very good at that.
Is it?
And I even...
have you done that before?
I've asked it questions about stuff before and it was like, okay, fine.
Well,
anyway.
Stuff before, but spoilers. That means it has to understand where that text is in relation to...
I was very specific about which book to go. Anyway, another thing I got up to this week, I have obviously had a little bit of time to read, but we finished a show, which I think you would actually really like. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Now, you probably know the movie that was from a while ago, Brangelina. This is from Donald Glover, and I really like Donald Glover in many, many ways. He's so stylish. He's so interesting. Love his music. Love the things he's in.
I like him. I just like, there's no way that this is as good as the original.
You mean the movie?
Yeah.
Which is crap.
Which is amazing for what it was.
It is a trash bag movie.
For what it was. Like, my point is like, how are you going to replace Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie at their peak hotness with these two people? Like, I'm sorry.
You don't even need them to be hot.
It's just like, but it's like not the same thing. It's not my point. And it's like, well, that's kind of dumb. Just go make your own movie.
Take that point. It's not the same thing.
It's not even close to the same kind of context.
It's like a different context.
Yeah.
It's like the whole idea behind this is completely different. So whereas in the movie, Brad and Angelina are married already. They don't know each other as spies and they have to then fight each other. In this, it's a different setup. So they bring in people from different walks of life and they pair them up as a Mr. and a Mrs. Smith. And then they go away and they have to do missions and such. It's a really interesting setup. It's very different.
Use a different name then. It's not like, I don't know. Just to me, I saw that. I was like, this is like so not what its source material like is. That like
it's not me. Nothing to do with the original, as in nothing. And in fact, it is complete. It's way better. It's a slow build. I admit some of the episodes are a little slow. But getting to see Donald Glover, and I've completely forgotten his counterpart's name, apologies, their chemistry builds really nicely and slowly. It's great. It's actually really fun. Like, it's a great show. They're not perfect, so not everything goes absolutely their way. Yeah, it's good. And then they get to that end section where they have to do the fight scene like you'd expect them to. And it's not what you expect it to be. It really changes your perspective and it gives you a different POV on what this type of movie could or would or should have been. And in fact, it makes me a bit sad that the movie wasn't this. This is way better than the movie.
I don't know. I enjoyed Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's like
clearly
two extremely A-list actors at their sexually like charged.
This is all you care about.
Hot pee.
You just care about the sexual
and
age
then
of
like
these guys.
all the like blockbuster drama behind it all. I mean, come on. It's like how do you this the best? It's like everything you want out of a crappy movie. Now, I'm sorry. Donald Glover, super talented. Maya Erskine, don't know her, but they just aren't the same thing, dude.
It's not the same thing. That's what I'm saying to you. Give it a go. Give it a couple of episodes. Probably,
there's so many other things, but thank you for the recommendation.
Oh, man. Like, I would highly recommend it. It's up there.
I get it, but like...
I mean, I think you should check it out. Anyway, it is slow build. It is not Mr. and Mrs. Smith from the movies. It's a little bit different. Guys, if there's anything we've talked about that we should recommend, that we could recommend, that we didn't, please send it to us. We will absolutely call you out. Send us memes, send us news, send us reviews, baby. You can find us at Podcast Assemble on Instagram or thepodcastassemble@gmail.com. We appreciate it when you do. We love it and we thank you. We're going to talk about the main topic now, DL. Do you want to preface it?
It's the main topic theme.
Yeah, our main topic. I don't even know the name of the movie. Godzilla and King Kong's Empire.
New Empire.
Which is... what?
I don't know. We're going to do non-spoilers and some spoilers, but, you know, like, it's going to be... It's going to be a conversation, I can tell you that right now.
It'll be something.
Do you have a stupid plot summary, DL?
If you thought Kong and the Big Lizard couldn't get any lower, you'd be wrong. As we go into the subterranean level of the already subterranean hollow earth with poor man's Anne Hathaway, another mute child in a dinosaurville, a vet self-described as Dr. Doolittle, externally described as Ace Ventura, and a conspiracy theorist who somehow is still unvalidated in a world where the earth is actually hollow. And let's just say this movie ain't pretty. The only thing lower than this film is whatever subterranean inception they invent for the next installment in this mind-boggling golden goose of a franchise. We're all fucked if this is what is profitable and being consumed. The movie universe.
Well, that go rambling, didn't it? Yeah, like, all right, okay.
That's just like me, my smorgasbord of thoughts about this smorgasbord of a movie.
All right. Mine's a little different. Mine's just, yo, dog, we heard you like a hollow earth theory, so we added hollow earth theory to your hollow earth theory, so you can theory while you're hollow earth. That's literally it.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's the movie. Exactly. That's what it is. Well, Adam Wingard is back as director, and outside of Godzilla vs. Kong, the last movie he did, he has got a really solid 5 out of 10 career. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, look at his movies. It's really solid. A few people from the original back, the original, Godzilla vs. Kong, sorry. Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry. It's a nothing cast. Brian Tyree Henry is nothing to me in this. We're going to talk about performances in a bit, but do you want to quickly touch on the plot for me? But by the way, this had a bigger opening weekend than Dune.
Yeah, well, that's the point of my plot summary. Dude.
Isn't that phenomenal?
This is where we're at. We're fucking...
It was across the Easter weekend, though, so it got more time.
Yeah.
So what's the plot, then?
I mean, King Kong is in the Hollow Earth. Godzilla is at the top. They're separated. Life is good. But there's mysterious vibrations that are causing concerns.
It's the butt plug again.
Yeah.
He's back.
Putin is back.
That's why you're Putin it anyway.
Yeah. There's mysterious vibrations that, you know, the Monarch company is concerned about. And, you know, we got to investigate why. King Kong is trying to find a family, searching Hollow Earth to the point where he finds Hollower Earth.
Hollower
Earth. Which is unexplored territory, as I'm told. And
the Earth is about to invert in this movie. It really is.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, man. We find out, you know, some stuff about Hollow Earth that may bring our two champions together to save humanity.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the trailers, but I mean,
there's literally nothing else to say.
They may get together when Godzilla isn't napping. He's like asleep for 90% of this movie.
Or he's just like on a rampage killing Titans.
I feel like he's just so strong that they just have to take him out for a while. He's like the Superman of this universe. Like, what's the point in him? Yeah. But like I mentioned up top right, I have one kind of major sort of irk with this movie that I'm going to save till we talk spoilers.
Simply one.
But these are kids' movies now. Like, that's what they are. They're bright, they're flashing, they're noisy, and there isn't a lot of substance to them. And when you play this out against... So the reason we did this was because we did Godzilla vs. Kong, the original, way back when we were still bad at podcasting.
But I was going to say, was there ever substance to them? Alexander Skarsgård wasn't that. He was the Hollow Earth scientist.
Yes. Let me finish.
Yes.
We just did Godzilla Minus One like a few weeks ago. Yes. And it's night and day. It's like they've completely forgotten the core of what Godzilla is. And it kind of irks me.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like an allegory for the atomic bomb, whereas now he's like praised like some sort of weird lizardy god.
Well, he's like a prisoner. Or he says he's like a protector.
Yeah, which he isn't. He's an atomic bomb. He should come, destroy shit, then fuck off.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
It's a simple concept. I don't know how they fucked it up.
How do you fuck this up? Like, it's difficult.
I couldn't tell you, man. To be honest, I struggle to understand how people still want to see this franchise. literally any of it. Like, it's been going on for so long. How many times can you do the same story, you know?
So for me,
you know, there's not that much source content.
Well, I find there's so many years of Godzilla stuff coming out of Japan.
There's not like comic books that are different. I mean, it's not like it's not like the Batman comic book run where there's like a bazillion different villains and it, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of the same. Well,
I mean, and they bring back Mothra, which is literally in one of the last movies. I think the thing that
was fucking comical
interests me the most is that people are calling this like turn your brain off movie type thing. You know what I mean? Like, I sometimes joke about it that way. And often when I do that, I have a lot of fun with the film and I find that's what gets me through it. But when I'm paying $30+ Australian to see a film that I could just wait and watch at home and I'm not even enjoying it with my brain switched off, that's when I start to get a bit like, oh, why am I here? You know?
Yes, I had similar feelings. Now, I would argue the movie didn't present a good answer to that question.
No. And I'd love these movies to be, you know, different or maybe even disparate stories of people who are in this the Monsterverse. And, you know, like how their lives are ruined and almost like the show was, you know, but we get these fucking Hollow Earth researchers who just aren't interesting. Like, what are we doing here?
I like the movie doesn't tell us.
Yeah, right.
What, like all the, I guess they're just like employed by the government to like stop the monsters from breaking stuff.
Well, it's interesting because in the show, they're quite like terrifying. They're a bit like the CIA. They're shady. You're not really sure what their goal is. Whereas in this, they just seem like idiots.
Yeah, they're just bumbling idiots.
Yeah, right. Like there's nothing to them. And
this is like every first person that dies in the dinosaur movie. You know what I mean? Like in every traditional horror or dinosaur movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, this, like, you know, like big flashy lights. I can see why kids would really enjoy this, you know. But for me, I think it lacked a sense of scale that some of the other movies have had. So like going back to Godzilla 2014, and you said to me, like, before we went into this, you said, like, why do you even want to see this? I think it's because I have such a reverend feeling towards the 2014 one that it was different, and it didn't show Godzilla that much in the film, and it wasn't just him, you know, beating up buildings and whatnot. And
yeah, but we are so far from that.
I mean, 10 years, ironically, but
in like three movies at least, right?
More, probably four. But anyway, the point I'm making is that gave a grandiose sense of scale. Like the scene where they're in the bunker in Japan and it's closing and you just catch a glimpse of Godzilla and you're like, holy shit, that thing is massive. And then you just see like the apes, them running next to each other and you're like, okay, it's Baywatch, but it's really like, it takes a lot away from me. The point of Godzilla and Kong is they're supposed to be giant. And they're supposed to fuck everything up in their wake. And it lacks a lot of that for me. How do you feel?
To it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, it kind of feels like Legos.
Yeah, right. Just smashing your two favorite toys together.
Yeah.
When you're a child. It's a child's movie. I keep saying this.
I don't remember the first Godzilla, or the 2014 one being like super good, but it at least had a tone.
It wasn't. The interesting thing is when it came out,
actually really, really good.
Yeah, and when it came out, people were against it because it only had a tiny amount of Godzilla in it.
Well, I think it was also that they like advertised like Bryan Cranston. It was like Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
he was
right,
in it for like literally 15 minutes.
If that, yeah.
But
it lacks a sense of awe, I think. Like when you take away that scale and you take away like good human characters who are actually emoting and, you know, making the most of it, there's no awe to it. There's no like wonder. And when you're just smashing toys together, like, what's the point almost? Like, you're next to the pyramid. Okay,
and
great.
And they keep making up, like, Power Ranger level plot twists.
That was my first question. I was going to say,
it's like, this is like daytime television.
Right.
Shit, not even.
Right. What do you think of Godzilla going Super Saiyan pink in this? Like, that's what he does.
I didn't have a take. I guess. I mean,
and if you can just absorb.
Super strong.
Yeah, right. If you can just absorb another thing and thing and thing to go another color, like, all right. Cool. Maybe he is just Goku. You know what I mean?
I would prefer.
Me too.
Goku is
A good Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
Where's that?
What's up with it? I mean, I guess it, like, you know, when all your whole reason for, you know, existing and making the movie is bigger, more and more, you have to have a color scheme.
Yes.
For more. And hot pink is where they ended.
Hot pink is a good look for him. I'm not going to lie.
See Godzilla at the local Hot Topic.
Yeah, he'd be good in there. Yeah. Why not? Do you reckon that's his ice cream color? Do you reckon he goes for strawberry?
Ooh, strawberry ice cream.
I reckon he's a strawberry ice cream kind of guy. Yeah, right. What do you reckon King Kong's ice cream of choice is?
Dude, for sure. He likes a vanilla.
Got to be green.
It's got to be vanilla, dude.
You right. He likes the Oppo. Vanilla.
He's Oppo. You know, you're attracted to Oppo.
I think he's I think he's mint choc chip. You know, when he like rips that thing in half and he gets covered in
green
stuff.
That was like the worst CGI I've ever seen as well.
So the CGI in this somehow has gotten worse over 10 years. Yeah. And I think it's because it's all in the daytime. Now, don't get me wrong.
And it's like bright colors. They I don't know why.
None of it's particularly good.
Why didn't they hire the people that did the old Rise of the Sunset of the Apes?
What, great question.
You know?
Why didn't they hire the people who did the original film? Give them enough time to make it.
Was it even good then? I don't remember.
I think the CGI in the first
one. Whatever the original. When you say the original, which one are you talking about?
The 2014 one.
Okay.
Well, the original of the Monsterverse, this new series.
They're actually putting this in the same universe as that?
That's the first one of these.
Well, they made it a universe well after, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, completely. Yeah.
You can tell because it's like
this
totally
accidentally became a universe. Yeah. It's like it's not on purpose by any way, shape, or form. But I guess, like the thing as well in this, you don't go see these movies to see human characters be good, but they're all sort of in this for a paycheck, right? They're all at sort of 50% capacity, every single human in this. Like Brian Tyree Henry tries, but it's bottom of the barrel stuff. Like this used to have Charles Dance, for God's sake. Charles Dance and Millie Bobby Brown. Like what is it now?
About that, yeah.
Right? Too expensive, obviously, but that's not the point. The point is... Yeah.
Well, they got Rebecca Hall. Doesn't she look like a cheap, like a poor man's Anne Hathaway? What is she from?
No. Not even a little bit.
With her hair cut short?
I mean, she's got a short haircut. That's about it. But
and the freckles? And the white girl face? It's just like, what do you mean, dude? They look exactly the same.
I gotta say...
Oh, she's from The Town.
That's right. The worst character in this, though, for me, by a trillion miles, is Dan Stevens, who plays Trapper, who is this weird British Lothario, who's a vet, apparently, and has absolutely zero chemistry with anyone else on set. Even Rebecca Hall's character, who he's supposed to have had a relationship with.
It's just so cringe.
And Cookie Cutter.
And Cookie Cutter, like, oh, like some college mate. But we right, met. It's like, right. Shut up, dude. Like, literally a 2-year-old could have written this.
Yeah.
Literally. Who hadn't gone to college.
I wouldn't be surprised if some AI was involved in the writing. Because it's so bad.
It's shockingly bad. It gives writers hope.
I tell you what I find interesting, though. Did you find it interesting that King Kong's becoming slightly more human as these films go through?
King Kong was probably the highlight.
He had toothache in this. He got like...
Toothache? He had to get dental surgery.
Yeah, exactly. He's becoming more human.
A subtle eyebrow nod.
Well, next he'll have a job and he'll be depressed like the rest of us.
Yeah, he's getting close. Yeah.
But I find that it's interesting that he needs to become more and more human. Like, I'm going to ask you this at the end, and I'll save this, but maybe think about, like, where do you think they go after this? Because, like you say, when you get to color schemes, something's getting wrong.
Yeah. I hope they go to the bin. I hope they go.
The bin.
I hope they go. Well, surely they have to go higher now.
Bigger.
Because any lower and you're...
Oh, you mean into space. Through the earth. Yeah, right. Well, there's theories that a lot of these things are technically aliens. So that's interesting in itself. So why not go to space? Yeah. Let's just mix it up. Fuck it. Mix it up. Let's do aliens next. Because like we'll talk about the Hollow Earth thing in a moment because I think it's a little spoilery. But to get bigger and better action out of this, like where do you... You can't go further in. Otherwise, you're at the core of the Earth.
Yes, which is not...
Not a good nickel. Place to be stood. Yeah.
It is hollow.
So you, do you reckon...
I think eventually you go through Hollow Earth, end up in Chinese Hollow Earth. I don't know where you go. It's got to be up. It's got to be out. It's got to be in...
I'm going to talk about Hollow Earth in a minute.
Normal Earth.
I think... There's some bits of it which really... In fact, you know what? Screw it. Let's talk about it now. The Hollow Earth thing, I find really weird. So when you reintroduce the Hollow Earth in this, you see King Kong, he's like running along and there's birds, lizard bird things flying above him. And then the camera just like does that flip thing and then they're just looking at the other half of Hollow Earth. Yeah. And I'm like, is there an opportunity you could like fall off one end and wake up and you're like on the other half of the Hollow Earth? Like, fuck, how did I get up there?
Where's the sun?
Where's the light source?
Yeah.
How is this light?
I mean, like,
lit?
This doesn't even like the amount of effort put into this concept and many concepts in this movie and many plot beats and many self-explained plot beats is so half-assed, dude.
So half-assed.
That it's like, it doesn't even deserve my disbelief. Like, I don't know.
Critical attention.
Like, what? No, like, what? Like, wait, is there something? Like, they, of course, there's no explanation for the sun.
Of course.
And if it was, it'd be like, oh, of course.
It's a crystal.
The sun is going through the crystalline layer that you didn't see before that's now there. Like, you know, like, dude, this is fucking, this movie, it's like,
well, the thing
is, at least, like, I don't know.
The thing that's interesting to me is that we walked out of this and we were talking about Bo is Afraid and we're talking about kind of this abstractly, ironically. And you said to me, like, there is a line of suspension of disbelief that when you cross it, you just physically get taken out of the movie, effectively.
Well, like, yeah, it's like you got to earn. Well, I think it's simply like you just have to like earn suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Like if you've got compelling characters, a compelling setting, I don't notice that the White Walkers had the chains to pull up the dragon. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't care because I'm there.
Yeah.
You know,
you're in.
Severed, like, they're sticking a needle in this guy's brain. Like, he's actually just going to be dead. Yeah. I suspend my disbelief because there's so much cool stuff. You know what I mean? Like, there's enough in Severance that I can't, like, I don't know. Our actors in this, like, they must be Scientologists given the level of disingenuousness. Like, oh, obviously, this is what's happening right now. Yada, yada, yada. Read on level of half-assed 4chan fucking half-baked science. Dude, it's like... It could be a fucking drinking game. How many times they do something like that?
Totally.
And you'd be fucking drunk.
You'd be lit.
Yeah, you'd be hammered. And I wish I was.
We should play that one time. Let's do a podcast after playing that game one time.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to watch this movie.
That's a very good point. I came out of it dumber. If I was drunk, it would have been better. Oh, I came out of it dumber, and I feel like watching it again would make me equally dumber again. So times two.
Yeah. Did you notice the main villain though had a razor?
A razor. A whip. A whip.
A razor. Like
Indiana Jones.
As in a razor from what is this? Red Rising. That's what it reminds me.
Is that what you think they look like?
Yeah, except they've got some techo wizard.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk a bit about that. Because, I mean, yeah. let's talk a bit about the action, because that's what this movie kind of hinges on, right? Like, if you're not in for the action, you're not really in. For me, at this point, anyway. So, the villain for me was kind of interesting. Let me give it some props. Design-wise is interesting because that fed into his personality. So, the villain in this is like an orangutan kind of design.
It's like an ape. It's a mix between an ape and an orangutan.
Yeah, right. But he isn't. So he is not neither bigger nor stronger than either Kong or Godzilla. So he has to be smart. And I find that kind of interesting. Now, don't get me wrong. They completely screwed the execution of that. Like, they didn't get it right in the slightest.
He's kind of just more athletic, isn't he?
Well, I like the idea of that. He's more nimble.
Dexterous?
Right.
Is that the word?
It's the Elden Ring thing. King Kong is a strength build and he's a dex build. Yeah. He's just dancing around him, and he's got his whip thing. And he has another monster, which we'll talk about in spoilers a little bit. But I kind of like that idea. Like, if you're not going to space and finding something, I don't know, fucking Texas size to beat these guys, maybe you need something smarter, something more intelligent. And they tried that in the last one with the Mecha Godzilla, and it failed also. So I'm not 100% sure where to go.
There was a Mecha Godzilla.
You remember that?
It's so bad.
That was the last one.
I should have known where this was going.
Anyway, what do you think of the action in this?
Dude,
Godzilla suplexed Kong at one point.
That was pretty funny.
Actually. Literally. I was like, it's a suplex.
Godzilla did suplex. He did it off onto an Egyptian.
I thought he did it onto a pyramid.
I think it was off a pyramid into a pyramid. I don't know.
Somewhere in the middle.
Dude, the amount of disrespect these guys are showing historical landmarks of our society. Like,
but in the next film,
like breaking half the Colosseum and then sleeping in it.
True.
Destroying the Egyptian pyramids, you know?
In the next film, they'll all be back. They've forgotten this, so it doesn't really matter. Let's be quite honest about this.
I mean, they went all over the world. There's not really many more places they can go.
They could go deeper.
Taj Mahal, I guess they could piss on or something.
Well, let's save the Metal Hand spoilers for spoilers then. Yeah. So we talked about CGI. Somehow it's worse. I don't know how.
It's worse. The action is a bit like, I don't know. Doesn't it just get boring?
It blends. Yeah. It's what we say. It's like smashing your two favorite toys together. Like, there's no weight to it. There's no scale. There's no grandeur. So when, like, I keep going back to the 2014 version, but when you see that first fight between Godzilla and the Muto, which is that weird bug-like creature, like, there's scale to it. And if they hit a building, it, like, you feel like the screen shaking.
Well, and there's like a person there that's like, holy shit. Like, I don't even see any people. I just see like things blowing up.
Right. Yeah. And for most of the beginning of this movie, you don't see Godzilla or Kong anywhere near a human. And there's a point when you finally do see it and you go, oh, holy shit, they're massive. And it's like, where is that argon? Where's the wonder? It's just not in this. It's too bright and shiny and pink.
Yeah, it's pink. It's that, and it's also in the cuts. It's all full view cuts, to your point. It's not like the perspective you would have is like somebody running from the, you know, ground level. The one part of this, you know, that was redeeming? I thought.
Are you going to give something redeeming to this?
No, won't go that far. Not absolute nonsense.
Which is, okay.
Was the whole sequence of him, you know, after it says like subterranean earth, unexplored region, you get and you start laughing because you're like, how could it be more subterranean than the middle of
I can see
earth?
The middle.
Yeah, like, but you realize, okay, so King Kong's going to go explore to try and find more people like him. And that whole sequence of his first discovering other apes.
Yes.
And then like the duplicitousness of the little like cub ape.
Well,
and that whole sequence was, and the build up to the like the first time you see the new villain.
Yeah.
I found that to be the best part of the movie.
I mean, he was feral, right? Like totally feral. He'd been raised by meanies. Absolute mean dudes and people who were inside.
I don't know. I thought that was like the least boring part.
There's something there.
Maybe.
Vaguely.
it was at least
10 minutes of a movie there.
I mean, it was like, yeah, like it was better than like when they like kept drawing triangles and being like, I must be crazy. What are these sounds? I know you're going to think I'm insane.
Yes, I and think you're
like,
insane.
Fucking insane. And then she shows him the triangle. I mean, I wanted him to just be like, insanity.
Or just all that, all that, like it's smash cuts and he's in a mental institution.
Yeah. It's like,
just like in a straitjacket.
Instead, he's just like, oh, no, it's the readings match the sound waves.
Of course, like, they match the sound waves.
What the fuck are you saying, dude?
Yeah, the pseudoscience you talked about a minute ago in this is just
non fucking stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this lady would like look at like, she like looked at a symbol and was like, oh, let me just.
Yeah, this decipher
is,
this
like,
text.
So, like, this is just like, I am Jesus and this has descended into my brain. Let me tell you all what this means. Of course, but it was like in a way that's like kind of like patronizing.
Yeah,
like, oh, but of course this means that
I did find all this stuff,
and it's like, no, I refuse to grant you that. Like, no, you just saw like one little symbol and you just explain like 25 4chan theories about like flat earth and are telling me to believe it, and I don't.
Oh, brilliant. I completely agree with you. Like, it's utter nonsense. Let's move on then, DL. We want to do a bit of spoilers before we read it.
Yeah.
Do you have any tones and themes? I do not, unfortunately.
I said in under that part of my notes, I said,
no.
Fuck that, I'm not even doing this.
No, absolutely not.
Should I ask ChatGPT?
Go for it. Will it know?
I pay for it.
Oh, you got the real version.
I pay for the real version.
Do it.
King Kong, what, King Kong or Godzilla? Godzilla. Legacy? I guess kinship between the
finding family. Yeah. Sure.
Survival. Yeah.
Like,
also thought the tree that ate the guy was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That was about it.
I want to see more of that.
That was literally the only other thing I could think of.
I couldn't think of anything else that happened like that. But if you're walking in a forest like that, which they were, wouldn't you just suspect everything is going to kill you?
That's what I was going to say, dude. Look, when they were like at that research institute, my first impression was like, what a shit job. Like, did you just see what's out there? Like, you literally, something could just step on you and you'd die.
Well, let's reverse again. And I apologize for keep going back to this. But not Godzilla 2014, but Kong Skull Island. Now, do you remember? And that was, but that was Tom Hiddleston. That was Brie Larson. That was a really bloody Samuel Jackson's in that
it's
film.
It's an okay movie. It's better than this.
It's infinitely better than this. But do you remember the scene when they're walking through the forest and they see those, like, I think they think they're
centipedes,
some sort of trees or something, but it's this giant fucking spider and its legs are the trees. Mm. And like, it just like shanks a bunch of stuff. That is quite interesting horror.
Yeah.
Baked into this silly King Kong movie. Yeah. Like,
and Tom Hiddleston is way better than this fucking Dr. Doolittle dude.
Right. There was a point when these were actually made for us to go and see at the cinema, whereas now they're made so that kids buy the toys. It's like, fuck, I really wish that would come back.
Yeah.
Well, well,
I don't think so.
All right. Well, give me three best and three worst.
I don't think we're getting that back, man. Or like, at least not in this franchise.
Okay. Give me three best and three worst.
I liked his weapon. As I said, it's reminiscent of the Razor from the Red Rising series.
Oh, the bad villains. Guy.
Yeah.
Sure. Scott, what's he called? Hang on, I've got his name here somewhere.
But did we get a name?
Yeah.
Like Death King, I mean, or some shit.
Scar King.
Scar King.
Yes. Right.
Does he have a scar? Yeah, I guess he has on his chest.
I mean, I guess so. He looks scary though. He looks a bit like
an ape version of Scar.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I know, right?
Scar from the Lion King.
Yeah, I got you.
I couldn't think of the words, and you just like threw them at me. I was like, yeah.
Little Ape. I liked Little Ape.
That's my only thing I liked about this film.
And
the baby monkey.
But was he baby or was he just a runt?
I mean, he was like a kid.
Okay.
He was like a child.
And then, but there was like no female apes.
I think they were. I just don't think they were obvious.
Gay ape sex.
I just don't think they were obvious. I don't think they asexually reproduced DL. Unfortunately,
that's probably more scientific. I mean, either one would fly for the level of science in this movie.
True.
Tree monster.
Also. Tree monster. Okay, I'm gonna say baby monkey and tree monster. That's all I got.
Yes, that's all. In fact,
the journey of baby monkey and Kong becoming like friends. That's all right.
The could have done more with that. In fact, the amount of expressiveness. Why don't we just get subtitles?
Yeah, right.
At this point,
they might as well. Yes. Imagine. I think friend of the show Joe who came with
he
us.
He did
see
actually
this,
make that joke.
Called that out. Like, yeah. Imagine watching this with the not the subtitles. What is it? The descriptive
audio or whatever.
Oh my god! Could you imagine?
It would be funny.
Congruence appreciatively. Yeah. Like I really want to see that
cockroach alien monster squishes green oozing goo. Disgustingly.
What are your worst, mate? Go give your worst.
So much communication via nods. It was literally the only thing I had. And then I just have shit. Everything is shit.
Wow. That's bleak. I tried.
What do you have to do? I've already said everything. What do you mean?
Okay.
4chan level science theories. I don't
yeah. Like I just, again, repeat, it's a kid's movie. The lack of scale and the lack of a human toll in this. Like, I feel like, I've said this, but Godzilla's meant to be an atomic bomb. Like, why are we seeing this from the center of the Earth? How is this affecting us?
Yeah. And I feel like they talk about the government a bunch, but then like nothing happens with
and
them.
There's no government in this.
Yeah, it's like
it's the CIA, but there's no consequences. All right then, what do you think Rotten Tomatoes, the IMDb is for this right now?
I think I saw it. It was like 6.3.
6.7?
6.7?
I find that surprising. Can you guess from the Rotten Tomatoes?
54.
So,
I wish it was lower. I thought it was going to be higher than that, but I'm happy.
I'm impressed people have got the right idea for this. And finally, Letterboxd, which is always 3.6, but never 3.6. What do you think it is?
This has got to be 2.5.
2.9. So it's not well regarded, but I suppose like 6.7 isn't terrible on IMDb. Anyway, let's talk our...
It doesn't make any sense. It should be way worse.
Rating system.
Yeah, sorry.
Which is, as always, is this better or worse than the most average movie we know, which is Aquaman 2018. Now this... I would say it's a contender for it's just an Aquaman.
It's way worse.
You think it's way worse than Aquaman 2018? Yes. And you hold it in such low regard.
I hold both of these in low regard. And at least Aquaman 2018 has Guinness, doesn't it? He's drinking a lot of beer. And that inspires me to do something.
Drink.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. This
in fact,
film,
I could do a Guinness after talking about this
film. Made me want to drink.
Want to go get a beer after this?
I was watching this film like, oh my god, I need to drown this out of my mind.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Okay, all right, you've won me over. It's worse than Aquaman. Like, right. It is not.
100% agree. I mean, yeah. Obviously, because I just said that.
Because you made the points.
Yeah.
Very quick spoilers then. I had, so my thought with this movie is they had some ideas that they thought were cool and then worked backwards to them. So they wrote a script based on a cool idea and went, how do we get here? Rather than going, here's a natural progression of characters. Here's what we're going to end up with. This is like where they get, this is like.
It's always a combination of both, isn't it? But I don't even think the ideas were that cool.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think there was like, it was like, if you hopped up like a 13-year-old on like a bunch of like Gatorade and sugar and we're like, hey, what do you
it
want?
It was Easter. Maybe
and he's
been
like,
a lot of chocolate.
It's crazy. Like, you know,
he's got pink.
He gets so crazy. He's pink like cotton candy. And, you know, the guy looks like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura, but a tree eats him. And, you know, it just keeps going. Like, and the little ape is mean at first. Like, it's just like, I don't know. And like, to me, it was just so everywhere. Every single 10 minutes, something else was new and more absurd.
Yeah.
The moth.
Mothra is back. I'm not sure if that's the same one or a different
one. This thing's gonna kill. This is gonna save us. This is the most squashable looking butterfly looking thing. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, you said a minute ago, like they got like the Hollow Earth getting Hollow Earth. It's sort of a spoilerish, but it's kind of not. How do you get more hollow than Hollow Earth? I don't get it. They go down, but how do they go down? Because up at that point is down.
It's also like a dimension.
I don't know. I don't think.
Go through dimensions. None of it makes sense.
So let's talk to Metal Hand MacGuffin then. So I've got a real problem with this. So you see in the trailers, Kong has got a metal hand. Now it's cool how they get there because there is a villain, which we've not talked about. So the bad guy has a reason for Godzilla to be in this movie, which is an ice thing.
Shiba.
An ice titan. Yeah, it's Shiba basically. And obviously Godzilla is kind of heat. He's kind of ice. There's a reason. And he's controlling him with like a MacGuffin that's like on the end of his whip, whatever you wanted
crystal?
To call it. Yeah, whatever. It's pain. Like, that's how they say it. But basically, ice thing freezes King Kong's hand.
That's like, it's like
yeah, a, it's like a remote
like
control.
Like a laser pointer. or like, you know, like when the like, you're just like, fuck, the slide's not going in like a work setting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the PowerPoint won't change slides.
Just the clicker.
He was doing that.
It's a clicker, yeah. So the ice titan freezes Kong's hand. And now, the reason why this is so annoying to me is the fact that they just have the perfect thing for that hand just ready to go. Like, And they yada yada as well. They're like, oh yeah, we were making like a mech suit for him.
All right. It was like 98% funded.
Yeah.
So we still brought it down.
And then you created just the one hand that you needed, nothing else. And it just falls down like an Iron Man suit. This is where my main quibble with this movie comes in, right?
Okay.
This is a fucking Avengers movie. Hear me out. All right. So
in a lot of ways, yeah.
There are literal pieces taken from those Avengers movies. And it's a mishmash of them. I'm not saying it's like a one thing all the way through, but like there's a mishmash. There's a bit when they literally do the bit where it looks like King Godzilla's gonna punch Kong like Hulk does Thor in the first Avengers movie. They literally do the bit from Avengers, which one is it? Age of Ultron, where you know where Iron Man's fighting the Hulk and just go to sleep. They literally do that. And there are bits where they all have their own individual powers, so they're doing their individual thing. Mothra's the flyy one. The baby,
what is that one?
The baby one's useless.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the baby one's like useless Hawkeye. One of them's the Hulk, and one of them's clearly supposed to be like Thor or maybe Iron Man. Yeah. It is just an Avengers movie. And I'm like, I have Avengers movies. Take me back to what I want to see for this film franchise. Did you feel any of that when you were watching
it? No, I agree. I'm telling you, it's like a bunch of people just like, put this in. I remember seeing this somewhere. Yeah. We just like, it's like the all-star game of bad blockbusters. You know?
Okay. All right, so you don't think it's an Avengers movie, but all right.
I agree, but it's just like not my Avengers movie that yeah, I like. Like I think they...
That's what I'm saying.
I think they tried. Yeah.
They certainly tried to bring a bunch of that stuff in there. Anyway, there's not a lot of spoiling this. They shatter the crystal and the ice titan helps them kill the monkey that they could have easily killed, the ape they could have easily killed.
Yeah, did feel like they had him outmatched.
Yeah, three, like just... The two of them.
Yeah.
Should have just snapped his neck immediately. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the moth was there too. And the baby monkey.
The moth was pretty useless, dude.
So useless.
What about the telepathic indigenous?
Yeah, we didn't talk about them. What do you think about them?
Fucking random.
So random. Yeah. They just come out of nowhere.
Living in the middle of the earth.
And I think the way, like, we talked about this sort of briefly in non-spoilers. The way that, like, what's the main character's name? Rebecca Hall's character just reads a stone. And can tell the whole history of this culture.
But it's not just that. It's also like when they're talking about the gravity displacement. It's like when they're talking about going through flat earth. It's like when they're talking about the sound waves. It's like when they're talking about like the ecosystem.
The gravity was so necessary.
And the like electronic birds. Like it's just like every 5 minutes they were doing that, dude.
Yeah, you're right. But there's no foreshadowing for any of it, which makes it really hard to swallow in a lot of cases. So we went to see this, as I mentioned, with friend of the show, Joe. Shout out to you, mate. Thanks for coming to this, even though it was his idea, ironically. He messaged us and he mentioned that Screen Crush had watched this. And you know Screen Crush, I kind of like them. They're cool. They've got some good YouTube stuff there. Mm. They're usually pretty good for this stuff. And apparently they absolutely loved it. But Joe's idea of what this movie was just that it was big monsters fight. Ah, crazy dizzy. I feel I've got a headache. I think that's pretty much what this movie was.
Yeah. It just doesn't really challenge you in any fundamental way.
No, not even a little bit. No.
We're on the cursory surface, really.
Anything to say before we push on?
I don't have anything else for the audience on this one.
I love your indifference to this.
I just like, I don't know, man. Like, it's not even like bad enough to be talked about. It's not even bad in cool ways.
Yeah,
it's not even bad in funny ways. It's bad in dumb, unthoughtful, creative, unrealistic ways.
Like AI created, bottom of the
literally,
barrel.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you said to like ChatGPT 2.0, can you write me a script for a movie?
Yeah. With the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, with like a really low budget CGI.
All right, let's do trivia true or false then. So, trivia true or trivia false, DL? It is implied around the 45-minute mark in the movie that Godzilla is not only female, but is pregnant. Is that true or is that false?
False.
It's completely false. She was asleep the whole fucking time. I just took that in there because
I don't remember that.
People really hated the 1998 version where it was female. People got really angry about that for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. People are weird. I know this because I'm one of them. Trivia true or trivia false, DL. Godzilla's movements, you're going to like this. You've already got this right. And mannerisms, namely the scene where he curls up to sleep in the Roman Colosseum, were actually based off director Adam Wingard's cat nicknamed Mischief.
True, but like, why would you? They're nothing alike. Why would you do that? That's why I found it very weird.
Just the way it curled up in the Colosseum.
Yeah, it was super weird.
Super odd. Yeah. Unnecessary. Yeah. And you, like, just go into the ocean or some shit, like where you normally sleep. I don't understand.
It's like not exactly what you're trying to portray a Godzilla as.
Completely.
He's like a cute and cuddly cat.
Right. Yeah. Right? And that's my problem
it's
with this.
Dumb,
anyway, finally, trivia true, trivia false, DL. In Scar King, that's the name of the villain, remember it, don't forget it, because we're never going to hear from him again. Mm. In Scar King's throne room, several female apes are holding red and orange furred infants. Is that true or is that false?
I think I missed that. False.
Actually true, and it strongly implies that he has been reproducing with the females. So Suko, as in the baby monkey we talked about, could even be one of his children.
Yeah, well, he's red, kind of.
He is kind of red. Yeah. As is the villain, and that's about as deep as this movie gets. Colors, guys! They're all colors!
Yes.
Look, thanks for sticking with it, everyone. We really, really do appreciate it. This is one of those times where we've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, and we didn't like either, so let's go in the middle next time.
Yeah, I think we need to watch something good tomorrow next time.
I think we're watching Monkey Man next.
Oh, that's much better.
Which sounds great.
Also a lot of action, I think.
Yeah, it's meant to be like Dave Chappelle. I keep saying Dave Chappelle. Dave Patel's version of John Wick. So
I don't really love John Wick, so like...
Neither,
I'm
but
not
it's mixed
sure.
with like some Asian culture,
I hope it would be more like a Born Identity style.
Oh, that'd be fun. Well, it's got monkey masks, so could be fun. More monkeys. I can't wait. DL, do you want to wrap up the show, my dude?
You know I do. A big thank you to actually us for watching this so you don't have to. And then a big thank you to Matthew Bliss.
We should name this episode that. We watched it so you don't have to.
For editing and mastering this week's episode. If you'd like to have somebody like Matt on your podcasting team, well, you should get in touch with him at business@mbpod.com or head to mbpod.com to find out more about his services. You can also hear his work and listen to it, his podcast From My Home to Yours, and at expat/repat podcasts on wherever you get your podcasts. Matt and his wife,
very wholesome content,
talk about their experiences traveling around to and from countries, moving, all that kind of stuff.
And if you like what you hear, guys, why not pass the pod on? Why not pass it to a friend?
podcastassemble@gmail.com or podcastassemble on Instagram.
Oh, you can tell them about us. We love it when you pass the pod. It really helps us out. And we need those new listeners. We love it. Thank you for sticking with it, guys. We really appreciate it.
Burn through this one. Until next time.
Tally-ho!